USA News. I'm Corey Myers. There's a new deadline in the auto worker strike.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, they will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. Currently, the strike involves three auto plants, each representing one of the big three automakers. I'm John Schaefer.
More than 6 weeks after the deadly wildfire on Maui, there are still some discrepancies between the official narrative and eyewitness accounts. Some people say their vehicles were directed away from escape routes because of downed power lines, but Hawaiian Electric has maintained that its lines were de-energized more than 6 hours before the fire started to quickly spread through the historic town of Lahaina. The utility adds that it wasn't aware of any of its vehicles or crews blocking roads or evacuation routes. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier says his officers tried to keep people away from downed power lines because they believed the lines were still electrified. A spokesperson for Donald Trump Jr. confirms his X account was hacked this morning. A post just before 8:30 Eastern on Trump Jr.'s account claimed former President Trump had died and he would now be running for president in 2024. Another post mentioned interesting messages with Jeffrey Epstein. The last post said North Korea is about to get smoked. The posts have since been deleted and Trump Jr.'s account has been restored. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland. The hearing comes as the Republican-controlled House is moving toward impeachment proceedings against the president. This is USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
You can get into a national park for free on Saturday. National parks that typically charge an entry fee will be free of charge to celebrate National Public Lands Day. Various parks will also encourage volunteers to sign up for cleanup efforts. The National Park Service recommends that you check ahead to see what the national park near you has planned for the day-long event. The Federal Trade Commission now accepting applications for refunds through its $245 million settlement for makers of the popular video game Fortnite. The FTC yesterday started notifying parents whose children made purchases on the game without their permission. Parents can apply for refunds on the FTC's website. You must apply by January 17th of next year. A fish that is at a San Francisco aquarium is believed to be the oldest fish under human care in the world. Scientists at the Steinhardt Aquarium inside the California Academy of Sciences say the Australian lungfish, affectionately named Methuselah, is 92 years old, plus or minus 8 years. Methuselah brought to the museum way back in 1938. Scientists recently were able to use DNA from her fish to determine her age. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.